Today, I want to talk about a bad word, believe it or not, in business and in life. And it's one that's going to surprise you. It's not dick, don't worry. even though that is a bad word, if you ask my kids, they know that. It's money. Money is a bad word. And if you don't believe it's a bad word, then you think about your relationship to it. If money is not a bad word, then why aren't you receiving it? Why do you feel bad when someone offers to pick up a check? Why aren't you asking for more of it? My mom raised 6 kids on her own, worked as a second grade teacher, packed my dinner in a paper bag, 5 boys, 1 girl, filled up turnstiles at convenience stores with greeting cards just so we could eat. And money was a bad word to her. It was bad. My wealthy family would offer to help us out. No, no, it's okay. And my mom would tell me this every day, son, the more you give, the more you will receive. Anyone believe the more you give, the more you receive? Raise your hand, because it is true. It is so true. The more you give, the more you receive. In anything that's infinite and inspirational, like kindness, no doubt in my mind, the more kindness you give, the more you receive. The more love you give, the more love you will receive. The problem is, money is a man-made construct. You see, it doesn't work in the infinite side of things. It is a force that creates counterforce, and it creates confusion because the evidence of money is usually not apparent to where we're going, or it's contrary to where we're going. And so people don't understand money in the aspect of giving. Because I will promise you, as generous as you are, you can be like my mom, give all your money away. And if you're not receiving more money, I promise you, you'll end up with zero. You'll end up, I don't care. Now, love, completely different. My mom was so abundant with love and received. She has 16 grandkids, 6 children. It was more than enough love pouring into her because she gave all she could of love and kindness and all of those unbelievable things that our lives are about. But our human experience is a man-made experience. It's a man-made construct. And if you are sitting there and you think money is a bad word, your life, you know, my mission, make a lot of money for the sake of helping a lot of people and having a lot of fun, enjoying your life. You know why? Because I'm on a mission to empower people to be happy. And I've never met anybody. Most of them are backstage. They make a ton of money to help a ton of people and they have a ton of fun. And I wanted to be a part of that. And now you guys are a part of that and you should want to be a part of that. And so we have to realize that money is an energy, but it's not the energy infinite. It's the man-made construct that people believe. So time and money, 2 man-made constructs, right? 24 hours was created by man. It's the time light leaves the sun and hits the earth and it's regulated. I call it God's guarantee. Most people misuse God's guarantee. You see, God guaranteed me from the time my heart started until the time my heart stopped that he would give me 24 hours to make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun. Except for the last day of my life, he said, I'm going to cheat you. It'll be your big surprise. But you better use that aligned with your mission to make a lot of money, to help a lot of people, and to have a lot of fun, to be happy. And so I started exploring this idea of the more I give, the more I'm going to receive. And I started studying all religions, all philosophies, all theories, all spiritualities to find out, I don't understand why everyone's teaching this if it's not true when it comes to money and time. You give away all your time, it's not coming back to you. So you better use your time aligned with what? Your divine direction and the meaning you give that divine direction. That's what's going to create a greater exponentiality, productivity, accessibility, and gratitude in the time that we spend. But why is money not part of this? The more I give, the more I receive. And all these religious texts, philosophical, theoretical, and spiritual texts that I studied, they actually said something different than my mom taught. And it was more aligned with the man-made constructs that we give, money and time. 2 very valuable things in life. From the time your heart starts till the time it stops is a linear time frame. In fact, every problem that exists in your life already has the solution in it. What is it that determines whether or not you figure out the resolution, the resolution of it? A lapse of time. Every problem you've ever had, it's just a lapse of time till you figure it out. Even though there's no evidence or the evidence is contrary to where you think you want to be or going to be, it's just a lapse of time. So we have to understand the quantitative net measurement of time and the quantitative measurement of money under the context of what we're taught in all of our own spirituality, which is this: the more you give, the more you're given. I'm going to repeat that. It's different than more you give, the more you receive. The more you give, the more you're given. You see, being given is a matter of awareness and wisdom and faith. Those people that don't have the skills, knowledge, the desire, that don't have the awareness, don't have the wisdom, may not see what they're given. In 2008, I was given an unbelievable gift. I didn't realize it at the time. I lost over $100 million, went bankrupt, had to tell my mom that she had to move. I did not take my name off of the title of the home. The only reason I wanted to be rich was to buy my mom a house and a car. I had to tell my mom not only that I lost everything, but she had to move. I lost her home. At the time, I did not see what I was given. I knocked on the door. My mom immediately started to cry. I'm a 58-year-old mama's boy. My mom passed almost exactly a year ago, and it comes in waves. So I apologize if I get choked up. But I went to the door. I started to cry. My mom said, "Oh my God, what's the matter? Are you okay?" I'm like, "I'm fine." "Is Julie, your wife, is she okay? Are the kids okay?" "Everybody's fine, Mom." "Well, what's the matter?" I said, "Mom, I lost everything, including your home. You need to move." And she looked at me and she said, "Oh, how can I help you?" "No, Mom, I don't think you heard me. I lost your home. You need to..." "Oh, no, I heard you. Do you need some money?" I then broke down in complete tears. And I said, "Mom, why is God punishing me?" And she smirked at me. I'll never forget. She just smirked at me. And she said, "Oh, God doesn't punish. He only protects you, promotes you, loves and perfects you. You got to figure out how." And then, thank you. And then in her wisdom and my arrogance, I said to her, "Mom, I don't believe in God." My mom, very religious. She looked at me, smirked again, and just said, "David, you believe in God. You just believe in the wrong God." Right on. "Come on now." And I dropped to my knees for the first time in my life. And she said to me, put her hand on my head, and said, "Son, you're either humble or you're about to be. Let's go figure this out." And so, with two very strong women in my life that have guided me, my wife and my mom, I started to create behaviors that were aligned with my divine direction. Not only using the great wisdom that I had gotten from undergrad and grad schools and business and law school and all the great wisdom of the mentors like Dr. Wayne Dyer and Bob Proctor and all these amazing people I was around, but I now brought faith into my life that I was protected and promoted at all times. I was just not humble enough to realize what I was given. So here I'm today where I make more money than I ever have. I help more people than I could even imagine. And I enjoy what I don't like or love about what I love. And even smarter, I taught my wife to do the same. I want you to realize that if you start living in the infinite loop of giving, that it is our skills, knowledge, and desire that allow us to elevate our frequency and our awareness. When I say frequency, a lot of people are like, "What the F is he talking about? Frequency, vibration." Let me explain to you how awareness works. Now, I got tricked into learning this because the lady who taught me meditation and awareness through Theta Meditation and quantum healing, she said to me, "You know, everything vibrates. The earth vibrates the slowest, and then plants, trees, animals, sound, light, and then thought. And you can only be aware of that which vibrates equal to or less than you," which is why I'm in this neighborhood, because it elevates my frequency, my awareness. And she said to me something that changed my life. She said, "Do you know what vibrates the fastest?" And I was arrogant at the time. I was running the most notable sports agency in the world. Literally, when I met her, I thought to myself, "Do you know who I am?" I had a picture of my Ferrari in my wallet, like an idiot. There's no phones. Hey, I'm so embarrassed for myself. And then she said, "Do you know what vibrates the fastest?" I said, "No," and rolled my eyes. She said, "The truth. The truth vibrates the fastest. And you need to be very aware of your frequency, your vibration for your awareness." She said, "Would you like to come to this workshop?" Now, I was always very hesitant about selling things. And so it immediately put up my resistance because, once again, money was bad. And giving it, and I'm thinking, okay, where's the street hustle in this? And then she changed my perspective because she said, I could teach you to be aware of when to buy or sell. And at that stage of my life, that made sense to me. I'm going to start meditating. If I can know when to buy or sell, talk about make a lot of money. Just look at gold and silver right now. If I knew when to buy and sell gold or silver, man, I'm all over that. But you can, believe it or not, through vibration and frequency, elevating your awareness, surrounding yourself with the right people and the right ideas. It's a collective consciousness that you don't even realize. There's only two categories of understanding and awareness. Is this aligned with where I want to be or better, or is this interfering with it? This is where the whole concept of I am happy, I am healthy, I am wealthy, I am worthy. What am I doing to interfere with it? So I'm looking at my behaviors every day and saying, is this behavior aligned with where I want to be, my divine direction? And is the meaning of the past, the lessons of the failures, mistakes, setbacks, defining moments, historical relevances of our past, aligned with where I want to be or better? Why? Because it's the meaning that you give your past, and you can give meaning to anything you see. That's God's given power to you, that you give meaning to anything you see. It is the meaning of all the shitty things that are happening to you today and in the past that determines your self-image. And you will never overachieve your own self-image. So I help people understand the meaning of their past and align it with the divine direction, and then give them the pragmatic skills, knowledge, and desire to get to where they want to be or better their divine direction, which is, I hope, aligned with mine, which is I want everyone to make a whole lot of money, and I want them to help a whole lot of people with it, and I want them to enjoy their lives. Because we're built for survival. You know that. You're not built for happiness. All your biochemistry and all your bioanatomy, it's built to survive. It's not built for happiness. So let's use what you're built for happiness. And believe it or not, in the human experience, having a lot of money for the right reasons, for the right impact, for the sake of what you desire in a divine direction, will give you great security and survival, so you can focus in on happiness, enjoying. That's why I believe in not only giving more, but being given more. Using gratitude to find the light, the love, and the lessons. Using forgiveness for all the mistakes you're going to make to find those lights, loves, and lessons. Being accountable by asking yourself, what did I do to be responsible? What did I do to attract this? What did I do to participate in the perception? And what am I supposed to learn from it? And when we expand our self-image, not only do we give more, we're given more, but we now receive more. I want to tell you one thing for those here that don't like to receive, but like to give. I'm going to change it right now for your life because it changed it for me. When you receive, you are giving the greatest gift to the person that you're receiving from. Because when someone's able and capable of helping another person, they're closest to God. They're at their highest self. And every time you say, no, I don't need that. No, I'll pick up the check. Whatever it is that you freak out of on receiving, you are cheating that person of their highest self. So if you want to live in the infinite loop of giving, not only do I want you to give more, I want you to be given more, I want you to receive more. And I actually want you to illustrate to God that you believe that He is a God of more than enough of everything for everyone, and ask for more than more. Because if you do that, you will give more than more, you will be given more and more, you will receive more and more, and you will ask for more than more than more. So instead of ending up like my kind, generous, wonderful, loving mom who received so much kindness and love in her life, but ended up at zero economically, you, me, and everybody at Aspire will live in this world of more than enough of everything for everyone. Not in a zero-sum game, not understanding that money's a man-made construct. Time, a man-made construct. But money and time will allow you to be generous and kind and loving and receive more of that, which will guarantee three things. You will make a lot of money, you will help a lot of people, and you will have a lot of fun. And if you do all three of those things, I will guarantee you, you are part of my mission and Aspire's mission. You will be happy. God bless all of you. Have a wonderful day.